You're listening to Beyond the Aisle.
Hi, I'm Erin Heckman. I'm the merchant for sauces and condiments at Wegmans. I've been with Wegmans for almost 8 years.
Okay, so I'm Tiffany K. Huntley. I am the owner and CEO of Huntley's Inc., which I like to consider a gourmet condiment company. We started in 1995 in the kitchen, obviously, and just eating seafood. That's what the company predominantly is geared towards initially, is seafood. And in dipping seafood, I didn't want the regular vinegar or butter. So I went in my refrigerator and I got some items out of there and it worked. I just began to blend things that I like. So I put them all together and I came up with the seafood dipping sauce, which was the first product on the market, and the buyers considered this an industry disruptor because there wasn't any flavor profile as such. And so that's really how I started initially. But my relationship with Wegmans is such a special story. So I frequent Wegmans a lot because of how clean it is and how, you know, it's pretty when you walk in there. It's very attractive, right? And so I wanted Huntley's in Wegmans. So I went and I asked, who's the manager here? Who's the manager here? And everyone was like, Andre. So Andre graciously, he met with me. He said, meet me down on aisle 3, I think it was, and have your product. So this was like my real first meeting. And so I met with him and I was very intimidated. And he tried it. I went in your seafood department. I got your shrimp and I went in your produce and I got your some vegetables. And he tried it. He was like, hey, this is really good. I'll push this up, you know, do whatever process you guys have to do. And he followed through. And then I got calls and I got emails and I was like, oh my God, I'm in Wegmans. I wasn't in Wegmans yet. I was just in contact with corporate. But I was like, oh my God, I'm in Wegmans. I was very young in the industry at that point. Very, very young. And Andre molded me. He allowed me to do demos, you know, giving away free samples. And I would just stand there, you know, just frozen, stoned. And he said, you got to look in people's baskets. You have to see, you know, if they have seafood, then you can approach them. You know, I didn't know anything. And then it grew. And so from there, it worked. I was like, hey, you got some shrimp. Would you like to try my sauce? And unbelievably, people were like, yeah. You know, I was scared. I had never done anything like that before. And so from there, I was like, hey, I got one jar on the shelf. I want more than one jar because I see these other companies have 2 and 3 lines, but I didn't have a recipe. I said, well, you know what? If they call this an industry disruptor, I don't want anything common or normal or, you know, cannibalism on the shelf. So let me take a tartar sauce and try to make it spicy, right? And so that's how the spicy tartar was born. So I was like, well, Tiffany, you have to have a cocktail if you have a seafood condiment company. It just goes with it. So I said, well, you just make the best cocktail sauce ever. So, and Andre graciously, I had to petition Wegmans again, let them taste it, the chefs and everything. And they were like, Tiffany, this is really good. I was like, yay, thank you. And the process began again with corporate. So I'm so humbly grateful of Wegmans for really paving the way. And once you tell other retailers, hey, I'm in Wegmans, you know, I'm in Wegmans. And they're like, come on in. So that's how the brand began to expand a bit. And then I said, you know what? Continue to be innovative, continue to be ambitious, Tiffany. Just keep going. So I saw folk putting blue cheese and ranch on their wings, on their hot wings. I said, well, Tiffany, here you go again. You can make a hot blue cheese and a hot ranch. So you call it blazing blue cheese and blazing ranch, and then they could put it on bland wings. So that's how these were born, just watching the demand of people, what they liked and what they wanted. So that's how this came about, the blazing blue cheese and the blazing ranch. And graciously, you guys allowed me in once again. So I'm thankful for that. And then here's the last baby for now, is barbecue and honey mustard. So when I go to restaurants, I want barbecue and honey mustard for my chicken tenders, right? And so does my kids. So I said, well, Tiffany, you know you could put it together. You've proven so. So I put honey mustard and barbecue and got a beautiful recipe with a really good flavor profile. And that's the story behind all six of my babies.
So Andre, why don't you talk a little bit about how the relationship started, when it started, and what was it about how Tiffany shared her sauces that made you think, yeah, we need this on our shelves?
I was the merch manager. I want to say it was probably a little bit after we opened. So we opened in 2010, so I think it might have been like 2011. She came in one day and she said, hey, I want to share this sauce with you. And, you know, you get a lot of people, brand new store, trying to do the same thing. So we said, okay. We went up front. She was actually register number 3. Mm-hmm. And she came with like a whole platter of seafood, veggies, and the sauce. And she said, I just wanted to try it. You know, she had the gloves on and everything. And I said, okay, let me try it. So I tried it. And, you know, the sauce, I tried it with shrimp and I tried it with carrots. And it was just as good in both. So I'm like, man, this is a really great product. And then, you know, I started passing information along. And then, you know, eventually she got into the store. But what stood out to me the most, her kids, her mom, everybody played a part. And I always think back as Wegmans, a family-owned company and all that stuff. So it made a lot of sense whenever, you know, you're able to do that. But she stick with it. And before you know it, I mean, every week she comes in, she'll bring in, first she brought in 5 cases. She sold out. She brought in 10 cases. She sold out. 15, she sold out. So every time she comes in, she sells out. And if you know Maryland, it's a seafood town, seafood state. So the employees, the customers, everybody want a great, you know, accompaniment to go with their seafood. And Huntley Sauce did that for us. I'll probably see her probably once every 2 weeks and she'll come and say, oh, your shelf was a little bit light. I just brought you some stuff. And it's her mom, her and her kids. You're shopping, you know, she's like, I got to spend it where I make it, you know. So it's kind of always cool just to still be a part of that. You know, even though what she's doing, she's still very vested and what we're doing here in the store also. So I think when you came to me and asked me these questions, I'm like, she'd probably be a great partner to talk about because it's literally, you know, a partnership.
So how has this partnership that Andre talked about, how has it really helped your business grow?
Being in partnership with Wegmans has really put Huntley's small business on mainstream. So it's almost like I'm riding their coattail. You know, so to speak, like how you would say, oh, that's LeBron's son, right? Oh, that's Tiffany, she's in Wegmans. I get that, you know, I get that, and that's fine, I love it. So just in short, it has really excelled the company. It's really soared me in the industry, because if I tell anyone I'm in Wegmans, you know, they believe that I have arrived, right? So humbly, I take that on, humbly.
So how does your whole process work? Where is the sauce produced? You said you started in your kitchen, but how has that, the whole production of it grown?
Yeah, in 2007, we went to manufacturing. From 95 to 2007, you know, it was just selling around town and giving it to cousins, and they'll give me $5 and I'll give them a Tupperware dish. That's what we did from 95 to 2007. In 2007, when we began to petition grocery stores, we went to manufacturing in North Carolina, but we're in Pennsylvania now. And what we do is, so the grocery store will order, which it's different with Wegmans. Wegmans, we're a local vendor. So what we do is the manufacturer will ship us product and then I'll drive it up and I do my own shelves at Wegmans.
So you're in pretty close contact. You work pretty closely with Andre, then you see each other, you said almost every 2 weeks.
Andre, I look at Andre like the when your dad call your name and you're like, oh God, what did I do? Right? Or your principal or whomever, your pastor, whatever. I look at Andre like that, like the caring discipliner. He's that for me. He has really molded me into being a professional.
How has the relationship with her, that close working relationship and watching her company grow, how has that impacted you and Wegmans?
It's pretty cool just to watch it and see it evolve, you know. And every time she comes into the store, she's always, it doesn't matter if she sells one bottle or 100, she's just, I'm so grateful to be a part of Wegmans. And, you know, that means a lot to not just her, but to myself too, because whenever I'm looking in from where I'm sitting at and saying, okay, we're able to help someone that's a local vendor. And when we say local, I mean local, she shops here, literally. She does her grocery shopping here. So some people say local, and their plant is there, but they don't live there. She literally lives here. So I get to see her, you know, like I said, probably every other week, you know, we talk not just about product, but business, family, you know, what's going on. She says I'm like a dad figure, but she's like the mom that makes sure I'm doing what I'm supposed to do also. So we kind of, you know, keep each other on track. She's definitely a part of what we do here in Prince George's County.
How do you think these kind of relationships, and Aaron, I can ask you this, the relationships with our near our store suppliers and vendors, how do they make us a better company?
I just think there's just so much passion that is involved. I'm just hearing Tiffany talk about her business that, you know, they are entrepreneurs. They want to see themselves succeed. But I think they understand, you know, Tiffany, you know, understands that we need to work together in order to make that happen. And obviously she's worked so much with the store over the course of time that you just develop the relationships and the consistency of the relationship and just getting to know the customers and the employees. I think it just makes it really special. You know, it just is such so refreshing when it's just really a small business, a local business that impacts us in terms of being able to offer those products to our customers, but then the impact we have on, you know, someone's livelihood in terms of the business that they put their blood, sweat, and tears into, that we can help them kind of live that vision and dream. It's really special.
So Tiffany, what's next?
I don't know. In about maybe 5 years, a grocery store. And then I also want to do a seafood market because I'm just such a seafood person. Yes, thank God I'm not allergic, right? So I want to do a Huntley Seafood Market and Huntley's grocery store. So I'll put it out there. So here we are.
Thank you so much, Tiffany.
No, thank you guys. I really appreciate it.
All right. I'll be in touch.